This is the English recording of the story The Horse-Faced Woman. In the city of Mithila, there was a girl named Gael, who had a face not unlike that of a horse. Anyone who saw her would mock her appearance, but her mother would console her, saying that beauty was not on one's face, but in one's heart, and that if Gael was persisting in doing good, then others would see that beauty. Her equine appearance prompted the villagers to call her Horse-Faced Gael. The city was ruled by King Puwadon and Queen Nantar, whose son was named Pintong. One day, Prince Pintong had travelled out of the palace to fly his kite near the village. Suddenly, a gust of wind arose, yanking the string from his hand and setting the kite far adrift. It was Gael who retrieved the lost kite, and she was going to keep it for herself. But Prince Pintong had followed after it and requested its return. Gael consented, on the condition that the prince promise to take her into the palace as his consort. This infuriated the prince, who thought this woman quite irritating indeed. But he acquiesced, for the sole reason that he desperately wanted his kite returned to him. Gael waited many days, but Pintong did not return for her. So she told her father and mother about what had happened and requested that they go to the palace and demand that the prince keep his promise. When they told the king about the agreement Pintong had made with their daughter, he became enraged and summoned the prince for interrogation. Pintong admitted to promising Gael that she could come and live at the palace as his consort, and the queen ordered him to fulfill his obligation to fetch the girl immediately. When Gael arrived at the palace, King Puwadon and Prince Pintong were so repulsed by her appearance that they were unable to muster the slightest bit of civility. They soon hatched a plan to cast her out. They ordered her to bring Mount Sumeru to the village within 7 days. Should she fail, she would be put to death. However, if she succeeded, she would be allowed to marry the prince. Gael went into the forest and prayed that she become the prince's true love and that she succeed in her quest to find Mount Sumeru. She had been traveling for 3 days when she encountered a horde of fierce animals. They were just about to attack when a hermit appeared and came to her aid. The hermit took pity on Gael and removed her horse face, turning her into a beautiful woman named Gaomani. He then summoned a flying ship and a magnificent dagger for her to use as a weapon. Gael took leave of the hermit, once again donning her horse face. She used the ship to fly to Mount Sumeru, which she brought back to her to the palace and presented to the king. In an attempt to avoid fulfilling his obligation, the king schemed to have the prince travel to another city. Before leaving, Pintong said that if, upon his return, Gael had not borne him a child, she would be executed. Gael soon concocted a plan and hurried out of the palace to lie in wait for her prince on his journey back home. She removed her horse face and transformed herself into Gaomani. She then asked to stay with an elderly couple who lived in the forest. When the prince eventually passed by, she pretended to be bathing in a nearby stream. Pintong saw her and fell instantly in love. He courted her, and eventually they moved in together. When Gaomani became pregnant, the prince bestowed upon her a ring to give to the unborn child, which would prove her true parentage. Gael later gave birth to her son. Before returning with the infant to the palace, she once more went to visit the hermit. The hermit told Gael that Prince Pintong was in danger. On his way back to the palace, he had been caught in a storm and had accidentally wandered into the domain of the ogres. So Gael left her child with the hermit and transformed into a man. The male Gael then boarded the flying ship to do battle with King Panrat, the ruler of the city of the ogres. After defeating the ogre king, Gael allowed Pintong to rule over the city asking only for the Ogre King's two daughters, Soi Su Wan and Shanta, to take as wives. Gael brought them to the hermit and revealed her true form, making them vow to keep her secret, and then went to present them to Pin Tong. After spending some time in the city of the ogres, Pin Tong took Soi Su Wan and Shanta back to Mithila. He was astonished to encounter Gao and her son. At first, he did not believe that the infant was his. Then he saw the ring around the boy's wrist that he, himself, had bequeathed to him and bestowed upon his new son the name Pin Gao. King Prakaimad was the ogre who ruled over the city of Graishak and was a relative of King Panrat, whom Gao had killed. Angered by the death of his kin, he led an attack on Mithila city. Prince Pin Tong was unskilled in battle, and Soi Su Wan and Shanta were afraid he would suffer defeat at the hands of the ogre. So they told him of Gao's true identity so he could seek her assistance. Out of concern for the city, Gao agreed to assume male form and meet the ogre on the battlefield at once. But Gao's attacks were of no use against King Prakaimad, as he had the power to heal his wounds. So Gao flew his ship over the ogre's head, causing King Prakaimad's magic to fail and allowing him to strike a killing blow. Having defeated the ogre, he quickly disappeared. Prince Pin Tong was certain that the man who had helped him had been Gao. So he went to find her in an attempt to make amends. Gao held out until the prince acted as though he would slit his own throat and die. She then relented and removed her horse face to everyone's delight. The king and queen held a joyous wedding for the couple and appointed Gao as Pin Tong's queen, giving her a new name, Mani Ratana. Not long thereafter, Gao was once again with child, and they lived together happily from then on.